This podcast is brought to you by basicblogging.info.
How to create an RSS feed. Having an RSS feed for your blog is one good way to send the information to many different people. These people have RSS readers and use them to gather certain kinds of information that they're interested in. It saves them searching all over the internet to find the information because it's delivered to them through an RSS reader automatically. If you're a non-techie, you'll find the easiest way to create an RSS feed is to go to an RSS feed creator and simply insert the URL page you want to syndicate. If you want to do your own, then there are some steps you can take. First, you would have to open up a text editor like Notepad and write some HTML code. This is where you would create your RSS feed. You would need an open title tag and a closed title tag with the title of your blog in between. Then you would copy and paste the article below the title, enclosing it with description tags, an opening description tag, then your description, and a closing description tag. To the bottom, you would add the URL of your page and enclose it with tags like an open link tag, then the URL, and a closed link tag. Then you would insert an item tag at the beginning, above your title tag, then place the closed item tag right at the end after the last link. That's a basic RSS feed in HTML code. You can add up to 15 more items from other blog pages if you want to, but they must be set out exactly as just described. Now, you need something called a channel. A channel is a summary of your information if you have a website. It's a summary of all that's on your website, and it needs to be just a few short sentences and set out exactly as described before. But you would leave out the item tags at the beginning and the end. This will tell the RSS reader that it's a channel rather than an item. Next, you would just need to write at the very top what specifications and RSS versions you're using. You would use an XML code and write version 1.0, RSS version 2.0, and an open channel with a closed channel at the end, and a closed RSS tag at the end. Finally, you would have to save your document and do what you need to call it something and use a .xml extension. In other words, feed.xml. So the address would be whatever your site is called .com/feed.xml. Then to validate it or make sure it's right, you would go to a feed validator service and enter the address into the appropriate box. You'll get a JavaScript code to place on your blog so that other people can copy it if they want to syndicate your information. You will also need to submit the address of your RSS feed to RSS directories and search engines.
For more information about blogging, why not visit our website at www.basicblogging.info. That's www.basicblogging.info. Thank you for listening. I hope you will join us again soon.